This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Snow and ice on the roads could make driving dicey for the next couple of days. The state's transportation department is urging Coloradans to slow down, especially during peak storm times. Wind gusts could reach 60 miles an hour at some higher elevations, reducing visibility. CDOT says the interstates will be the top priority for its plows. Colorado is ramping up use of an innovative tool that monitors wastewater to give an early warning about COVID-19 spread. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
When the pandemic hit, some Colorado universities and water treatment agencies started taking wastewater samples and sending them to labs for analysis. That helped them see spikes in the spread. Testing wastewater from dorms and then testing students allowed the University of Denver to quickly isolate infected students. Keith Miller is an associate professor in chemistry and biochemistry at DU.
That's what wastewater testing is. It's the one that's going to give you the biggest picture first. There are multiple tools that we can use to stop the spread of the virus.
Now both the CDC and the state are expanding wastewater monitoring using federal money. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Aspen Airport is back open today after a small private jet slid off the runway while departing yesterday. The incident forced the airport to close for about 9 hours during a busy travel day. The airport's director says no one was injured and federal investigators are looking into what happened. The Aspen Times reports that the plane was originally bound for Austin, Texas. This is CPR News and KRCC. It is 1:05 right now. This hour, we're listening to More Here and Now. We'll get more information on what's going on in Ukraine and with Russia. And after that, fitness during the pandemic.